Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with my homeboy, Chris Fanger.
How's it going?
And Dion Curry.
What up, y'all?
Dion just came out as not being a man.
No, hey, I'm proud of you, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Fuck both of y'all. What are y'all talking about?
I think you're brave.
I'm about to go get kidnapped.
Stay right here after the music. See who gonna turn Dion in.
Ashley.
Probably so.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
What are you looking at?
Me, my TV. I'm about to lose this game.
I'm like, she on the news? Somebody you know on the fucking news?
What are you degenerately gambling on? Basketball?
No,
football?
No, I'm not gambling on anything. No, okay. The match is over. I fucking lost.
What is it? Tennis?
No. It's just a video game. I lost.
You're betting on video games?
I wasn't betting. No.
Okay, all right. I just assumed you were betting.
We really missed out a lot because we didn't do a podcast last week, so we didn't get to talk about the girl who saw the little man baby on the side of the highway.
What?
They have been clowning that girl nonstop for the past 4 or 5 days.
Okay, I need you guys to explain this to me because I've been just approving the post in the group, but I don't know the story at all. I totally missed this.
How the fuck you not know that story? So is this black girl? I don't know what the fuck wrong with her. She's out of Alabama. And she came up missing 2 Saturdays ago. And she called the police and said, I see a baby in a stroller on the side of the highway, like at 10 o'clock at night. So as she's trying to destroy the baby, she started screaming, ah! And next thing you know, she fucking missing out of Huntsville. They don't give us much national news, but somehow we was able to get her some national news. The next day, she showed back up, and she said they kidnapped her, stripped her naked, fed her cheese in the back of a big semi-truck, and dropped off at home.
Somebody abducted her, fed her cheese, and then dropped her off at home.
Jesus.
Nobody does that. Come on.
First of all, I'm not going to lie. I know when something is real in the black community. So when she said... When they said she was kidnapped, and at first I thought, you know, it's Alabama, they be hanging niggas. But then they said, she was on the side of the road. She saw a baby. I'm like, come on, bitch. Not in this damn time. Ain't nobody stopping for no motherfucking baby. The most I would have did is bumper car that baby ass on to the fucking next exit. I'd have pushed that motherfucker with my truck. Or I'd have called the police and said, hey, it's a baby out here with a pistol to a white bitch head. Y'all better come save this baby. But get out my car at night on the side of the highway for a baby. I don't know that nigga.
So every time somebody's missing, it's sort of like, well, why don't we talk about black missing people? And yeah, then they covered it and it turned out to be fake.
She was Jesse Smollett all over again.
That is bull.
Hey, everybody want to whoop up motherfucking ass there because, bitch, you up here crying wolf when all these brown and black people go missing, but nobody fucking care about when they go missing. Now you up here fake missing and your mom and them up here. The boyfriend came out and, you know, and then when he realized she was lying, he ran back in the rabbit hole he was in.
He just came out and said, please stop bullying her. Think of her mental health. She's beautiful.
Yes, but not after she got captured.
I think you've got to have good headshots. If you're going to get abducted, you need your family to have the good headshot.
Nigga, no. They need to put her mugshot. They need to lock that bitch up. Everybody worried about her.
Show the picture when she came home. Google more pictures of her.
All right.
And this is why I know when that wig came out, they let her go.
Here's a picture. Is this the one you're talking about?
It's beautiful.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
When she came home, she was sitting at the house with no wig on.
So they're holding a second press conference on her, apparently.
That she go down there on the left.
Oh, right. That's mean.
That's how she came at home.
You'll never find blum.
And then they said
she was just, like mine.
But then they said she was just walking down the street, and you know, everybody got a ring camera. So when she got on the ring camera at her house, she started pranking, you know, acting. Ah, I'm like, then they said she Googled her favorite movie is Taken. Then she Googled how much an Amber Alert costs.
Oh, how did they get into her Google? What the hell?
The police. It was the FBI. They was looking for her. She got snatched. She saw a baby.
All right, wait. So she called because a baby was abducted and then she got abducted?
No, she called. She says a stroller with a baby on the side of a highway.
Okay.
So she's allegedly supposed to get out and see about the baby, and somebody drugged her into the woods. And then, this is what got me. She said it was a white man with orange hair. So I'm like, okay, bitch, Ronald McDonald out here snatching people up.
That's racist against gingers. Come on.
It was Trump. He wanted her vote.
I was not in Alabama.
But did she say he had a hole in the top of his head? He was missing hair?
I haven't heard any of her comments. I've just seen the memes. Chris, I sent you one on Instagram that had me holler because I didn't get it at first. I'm going to send it to YouTube.
it's an embarrassment. I was like, come on, bitch. Don't fake your kidnapping. If you were going to do that, you should have stayed gone for a while.
Yeah, so did she call the police on herself? Oh, yeah. I saw this one. I did not. Here, let me share it with Pat here and the YouTube audience. It is an Asian male actor. Oh, wait, it's a car. Excuse me. An Asian male actor, a bee, and a lion.
It's Carly B. Lion. Jet Li.
Is that Jet Li? Okay. Okay.
What he got to do with it?
Lee. Just,
Carly B. Lion. And then don't then take they, no time.
Today I heard she was liking people's posts.
They need to lock her ass up.
Yeah, you don't really need to do much to be famous. You just need to like lie about something.
Fake a kidnapping,
write a country song about small towns, you know, and then send it to blog mills and get yourself posted. You know, send it to the liberal blogs, then send it to the conservative blogs and really get yourself up the charts.
That's what he did. That's all he did.
It's 3 years after the news events. He's lying.
But my thing is with him, why your song wouldn't have been so bad had you not used black folks in it. You only did that for an attention.
Oh,
And then you try to equal it out with using the people at the crazy white people up at
the Capitol.
The Capitol.
Mm. Yeah, you know, using the courthouse where Thurgood Marshall almost got hanged. Not good.
He knew what he was doing.
Of course he did. He shot it. He emailed it to HuffPo. Then when they wrote an article, he emailed it to the Daily Wire. And then now he's making bank because he's being quote-unquote canceled. It's all a racket.
Yeah, so he was at a concert. You know, I can't be canceled. I said, some people do anything. Why is it so easy for people to be manipulated into bullshit with racism? I'm not giving my money to Black Lives Matter. I'm not giving my money to motherfucking support the Trump Kill the Nigga campaign. I ain't getting my money none of that shit. I don't get excited when you do stupid shit like that.
I didn't realize Trump had changed his slogan.
He did?
You're so fucking stupid.
Not Make America Great Again, but wow, this new one's got some zing. A little zesty. Zaxby spicy, Miss Pat.
Oh, what I call it? Trump killed a nigga. It's amazing how people use hate to like get what they want. Like DeSanto. All that old racist ass shit trying to say people got paid to be slaves. DeSanto.
You know, the guy that invaded Florida in the 1500s, DeSoto.
The fresh maker.
What's his name? DeSanto?
DeSantis.
Well, that nigga.
DeSanto. The racist maker.
DeSanto, and then it's just like a foot made out of sand.
DeSanto.
Yeah, DeSanto dumbass down there telling them folks, you know. Oh, they
black people had skills.
Yes, black people had skills. They nobody paid them, and they fucked their wives. What are you talking about, DeSanto? Nobody paid for pussy back then. It was white man free pussy coupon years.
I don't think they even had the coupons, to be honest. That was the first thing Gutenberg printed, not the Bible. It was actually free pussy coupons.
It's not like the slaves were accepting coupons, Miss Pat. Oh, you got a free fucking pad. Here you go. Let me put the stamp on it.
Yeah, and then think of, I mean, come on, DeSanto. Well, what did they get? What did they get, DeSanto, for you for a white man raping them?
That's why
some of the black people got soft hair today.
The argument is that once the slaves were freed, they actually had it worse because they didn't have anywhere to go or anything to do. And that's kind of their argument is saying, well, at least when they were slaves, they had a place to be, housing, and
which
you know,
is a cornerstone of Lost Cause ideology, which in the Northern newspapers during the Civil War, well, we can't free them. This system is better for slaves. It'll be so much worse if they don't have free food and free housing and life's so good. And then all those Northern troops.
Free food? Shitless.
Because people were lied to by the press. And then when the Northern soldiers from Indiana went down and actually saw what was going on and saw the tyranny, they started writing letters back to home. And their family thought that they had lost their mind and that Lincoln had brainwashed them. And forever, the whole like cornerstone of Lost Cause ideology, which is the South did nothing wrong, it wasn't about slavery, slavery was actually good, you know, it's the whole, you know, Aunt Jemima, the mammy stereotype, like, oh, everybody's just happy and life's good because they got a loving family and blah, blah, blah. Like, it still persists. It's amazing.
I mean, all that shit is rooted in white supremacy.
Oh, she just admitted to making the whole thing up. They just sent me the article.
Carly, not the conquistadors and slaveholders. But they did too, honestly.
She just admitted to making the whole thing up. That's a goddamn shame. Now you go to jail. Now you go to jail. Because you have sent us black women back.
J-A-E-L. Pat, I think Pat just dropped off. Here we go.
No, I didn't drop off. I'm here.
Oh, okay. What the hell? What's wrong with this article?
It's showing your...
Here, I was going to play this. Well, we're going to get an ad. Never mind. Carly Russell, a Hoover woman who disappeared for 2 days earlier this month, claiming she was kidnapped, admitted to making up the story. In a statement released by her attorney and read by Hoover Police Chief Nick DeZerzes, said there was no kidnapping. She never saw a toddler running along Interstate 459.
Shit me not.
Russell said she never left the Hoover area and had no help from anyone during the time she was gone. Russell agreed to a second interview.
She wasn't gone. She went home.
But
no,
they...
she went to the hotel. And she was so dumb, she ordered DoorDash.
Well, that's what you do when you're faking a kidnapping. You're hungry.
She ordered Instacart.
Because them cheesins wasn't good enough. Huh?
The police chief in the last... So she wouldn't do a second interview. The police chief said, there's no reason to believe there's any threat or danger to the public connected to Russell's disappearance. And they have not been able to confirm much of the information in her first interview. So
you know who's happy about this right now is real kidnappers. Because they ain't gonna believe the next story. So the next person to get kidnapped is the one that's gonna suffer because this bitch lied.
The police gonna be like, nigga, please.
Literally.
They gonna be like, prove she kidnapped. Did she see a baby? She ate cheese. She took a wig off. Sure, everything she did, now that's gonna be an interrogation speech. It's gonna be called Free Carly. So when they ask you all the questions to be a witness or whatever, they're gonna ask you all the questions that they find out she lied about.
Yeah.
They're gonna say, what type of items did you eat during the kidnapping? And the person gonna be like, I didn't eat shit. They're like, you sure you didn't eat no cheese?
According to your DoorDash, you had Applebee's. Got to keep it in the neighborhood.
The bitch was in the neighborhood. And that's why she ordered Applebee's, because she was in the neighborhood. All this world is going to shit in a handbasket and a backpack and a pair of shoes.
Were you on the road this weekend?
Yes, I went to Nebraska. It was great. Thank you, Nebraska, for all the sold-out shows. Man, it was great.
Did you have anyone crazy during the show?
Oh, everybody was fucking crazy. Hollering out at me and shit. It was one interesting couple. It was this 35-year-old black boy. He was married. I'm sorry, he was 28. Married to a 57-year-old white woman.
28-year-old?
Good for him.
58-year-old woman, you said?
58-year-old white woman.
And he was black?
28. He said, I married her. I said, I know your mama said, look here, nigga. I told you don't bring a white bitch home. Then you gonna bring an old white bitch home and marry her? Because that's what black mama teaches their black kids. Don't bring no white woman home. I just say, get you some pussy.
Black women teach their children racism.
Dion, what? I don't see the problem here. I know you don't.
I don't have no problem with it. Find happiness where you can find it. That bitch found it on the side of the interstate. You find it in Omaha, Nebraska with an old white lady. Good for him.
Yeah,
it's hard out here.
Yeah. And I was like, you married her? I said, I know your black mama cussed you the fuck out. He's like, she did. I said, I know. Because that's what black...
Why would you be mad about that?
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck. I just, you know, I got a gay daughter. She done ate all kind of bitches. Asian, black, white, pink, green. I don't give a fuck who you is. Do you? I take a white son of law. I take any motherfucking thing. As long as you a good motherfucking human being. The thing is, you know, I don't give a fuck. But, as a black mama, I know what some black mamas say. Don't you bring no white motherfucker here. Don't bring no bitch home to chick that can't use your comb.
That can't use your comb. That is.
Yeah.
Comb racism is where we're at. Yeah. Okay.
Don't you bring no pink toes home.
Is that what you call us? The silence is damning.
She froze.
The silence is...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a lot of names.
Wet cat.
I ain't never heard that.
I don't even know that one.
My mom used to say, don't bring the people on, we can see through.
Chris, would you feel some type of way if your son brought home something other than a white person?
I'd be so proud. I'd be so
proud.
I
would too, Chris. I wouldn't give a two shit fuck.
You've achieved what I couldn't, son.
Bullshit.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Hello.
This summer, you can have it all. Reclaim your free time and eat delicious food with HelloFresh. They're America's number one meal kit that deliver farm-fresh, pre-portioned vegetables and seasoned recipes straight to your door. So you can go ahead and skip that boring trip to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh for easy, fun, and affordable cooking. They're America's number one meal kit that deliver farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasoned recipe straight to your door. If you're counting calories, calories? HelloFresh Calorie Smart Meals are perfect for you. If you're looking to up your protein intake, try their Protein Smart Lunch and Dinner Portions. HelloFresh even offers fast and fresh recipes for meals that can be made in just 15 minutes or less. Choose from 40 recipes every single week. With HelloFresh, there's always something new to love. All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/PatDown50 and use code PatDown50 for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/PatDown50 and use my promo code PatDown50 to get 50% off and free shipping. Try HelloFresh today, America's number one meal kit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Nakia dated all kind of girls. I don't give a fuck. I say do what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying?
You just gonna talk shit about it.
No, I don't care. I didn't give a fuck. It's only one white girl I didn't like. When I came home one night, Nakia was sitting on the couch with this cute little pretty little white girl. And she was laid across my couch with her feet all up on my shit. So I walk in, this bitch don't even say, hey, how the fuck, you know, as a black, you know,
decency.
You know what, Miss Pat? You know, this bitch just laid out like, oh, you home for work? I beat you home. Bitch, what?
I have to ask who it was. I probably know her.
I went home and I went to my room and I took my bra off because I was working at Taco Bell at the time. I came back in there, motherfucking dogs. I came back and I said, take your snow bunny home.
If you don't know what that is, Google it on somebody else's computer.
I have an idea.
One of my favorite categories.
So when you don't speak, you get your ass the fuck out of my house. And if she was a black bitch, I'd be like, get your black bitch out of my house.
Oh, I can't even read this on the podcast.
Did you Google it on your own computer?
Of course. This is work. No, this is work's computer.
What is it?
There you go. You can read it.
A white girl that prefers to date and fuck dark skins and light skin. Damn, you fucking with a snow bunny now. Oh. Whoa. They got a definition to that.
Urban Dictionary has a definition for everything.
I didn't know you could Google snow bunny.
Oh yeah,
that was just shit in the hood.
Oh, next time I see you in person, we're gonna sit down and I'll take you through Urban Dictionary. You're gonna love it. That bit that you asked the crowd to tell you names for different races, all in Urban Dictionary, all online.
I don't even do that anymore. What's that, baby? Let me have it.
What's for dinner?
I don't know. Y'all ready for the party?
One of the funniest comments in the group one time was like, I love having dinner with Miss Pat every Monday.
Why they have dinner with me?
Because you're always eating
all the time.
Yeah. We always record this at like 5:30 on Mondays. And you're like,
oh, I am cooking today. Give me a pen, y'all. Give me something.
What county you're in, I'll call the fire department.
I'm actually cooking. I'm cooking. I'm trying to lose some weight, y'all. Pray for me.
So you plan is to throw up?
No. Fuck you, Chris. You fat back motherfucker. You linebacker dick ass nigga.
You choked me.
You motherfucking hunky tonk ass motherfucker.
I ain't planning to throw up.
I can cook better than you. That's my comeback.
Yeah, that is a comeback. Eat my ass, Chris.
Tastes better than your food.
Be losing weight.
I'd rather get salmonella from your ass than your lettuce.
You don't get salmonella, you're going to get some nuts.
What are you attempting to cook?
I'm going to cook me some perch fish because I like perch. Because you can't You can't farm grow perch fish. They have to go to the river. They have to go to the ocean and choke it out and bring it back to us.
But you can dry it out really, really well.
Fuck off, Chris. Fuck off. Okay? Don't you stick your dick in some flour and fry it. Nigga dick.
It'd still be more moist than that fish is going to be.
Nigga, the only way your dick would get big if you fried it. And I'm going to cook me some kale, nigga. I'm going to cook me some kale. I got my turkey meat in there cooking right now. I cut up my onions. I'm going to chop my tomatoes in there. And that's my diet food.
You're Wait, putting so you tomatoes in
fried fish with turkey and kale.
And tomatoes?
What kind of diet is this? The I hope diet.
This is the help. I'm fat, but I don't know what to eat healthy, so I guess I'll just put it all together diet.
It's a diet. Give me a knife. I'm gonna cut these motherfuckers.
One of the funniest things Jasmine once posted that she was eating a salad and her boyfriend said, "You just eat like thin people. You think thin people eat, but that's not how thin people actually eat." That reminds me of kale with tomatoes and onions and perch and turkey. Are you going to mix it all together?
Where the fuck you get the turkey from?
The turkey meat, you fry, you boil your turkey meat to flavor your kale.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that's all I'm doing. Give me a knife, son, so I can cut
I think the meat. Flavor is where you need to stop.
Give me a knife.
The flavor going to make you keep eating.
I'm fat, but I do have a little bit of stomach. I got a little bit of stomach.
You look good, actually. Like, from, you know, back in the early days of Bob and Tom when we first met, that's how we bonded, is we'd talk about our weight loss, and I'd say, you look good, and I look good, and we come, even though we were both way fatter than we are now.
Yeah, we both fat. Yeah. We still, give me a real motherfucking knife. I can't cut this package from China with that motherfucking butter knife. Oh, plastic knife-ass girl.
Something for the party, or what do you got in there?
I don't know what this is. I don't know why I came today, but I'm very fucking excited. Oh, this came from Inglewood, California. I don't know what this is. I thought this came from China.
What are you expecting to come from China? What'd you order?
Hair.
Not from Inglewood?
You see this?
Jeez, what is that?
That's a murder knife. That's like a foot long knife that she's using.
Spanish rapier over there.
To cut open this package in the most dangerous way. We lost Donnie. We can't lose you two.
Man, that shit scared the shit out of me. So you know I would be thinking about the Unabomber, right? So as I'm opening this package, the package started vibrating. I'm like, hold on, but it was sitting, my phone was sitting on it. I always think the Unabomber gonna send me a package.
Isn't the Unabomber dead?
He just died, yeah. But he had to go out with a bang. He just died like 3 weeks ago.
The Unabomber died.
He did, yeah.
What happened to him?
I never saw what his cause of death was.
He died in jail.
Yeah, but did he get strangled? Was it aggressive lovemaking?
Aggressive lovemaking.
Suicide.
I want your booty, Tom.
25 years in prison. He was 81, and he died by suicide, apparently. That sounds
funny. Why kill yourself when you did 25 years? Keep going.
Right.
You were going to have to keep going.
Yes, he didn't want to suck his own dick like your brother.
Ah, he had cancer. So that makes some sense.
Oh, this is from China. This is some bunny with shields.
Can we see what it is?
Yeah, let me finish cutting the box.
Cut away from yourself. Cut away from yourself. Dear God.
That knife is way too long.
She's got this foot-long knife, and she's got the strip that she's cutting.
Cutting the box open with 10 spangle dicks.
2.5 Dion's. All right, she's cutting away from her face now, so this is good.
I just hope she doesn't jangle herself like DiCaprio did.
This is like the worst episode of that little Ryan toy opening thing. See? All right, what do you got?
So I bought the kids some water bottles.
Ah, that's a bummer. Oh, are you trying to get them beat up?
Why is it a...
That may be the style now, but that's weird looking. It's a water bottle? It looks like a French fry.
It don't even look like it can hold a bunch of water in it.
Looks like a cigarette case. Oh, it's got
a... It's a water bottle.
Dion, I'll tell you, this generation, they love straws. They're big straw fans, and I don't get it.
We used to have the cups with the straws on them. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
They'd all be chewed up from that one cousin of yours that would come over.
I have a four-and-a-half-year-old like that. I get two straws, because after like 3 minutes, it's all mangled and flat.
Yeah, I bought it for the kids, a water bottle.
That's kind of cool. It's like got a holder for snacks or something in the bottom?
No, you put water in it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's a water bottle for school and a little scrap.
Cute.
They're going to lose that shit the first week.
You might be right.
That's okay.
I just got them some water bottles so they can go to school. You know, they can get on the bus with them some fresh water. And I thought they was really cute. So I bought my baby some water.
Nice.
You about to start back. I'm so happy. All my kids have done, y'all. Oh, they sat around here. They don't take no baths. And they play Roblox. They smell like motherfucking construction workers. And I'm like, if you don't get your funky ass in the bathtub, then you tell them to take a bath, they'll go in the bathroom with the Roblox. I was like, give me that goddamn game, you silly motherfuckers. Oh, Roblox, I fucking hate crack. This game.
It is crack for kids.
It is. I'm telling you, Dion, it is the fucking worst.
You know how many days of school my nephew missed because he was up playing Roblox?
Are you serious?
Yeah, but a little nigga just like me. I used to skip school to play video games, and my nephew do the same thing.
He
called me, can you take me to school? Why you missed the bus? I was late playing Roblox.
It is fucking ridiculous how much they play that.
You can spend real world money in playing that damn game. That shit's not cheap either.
No room to talk. I've spent way too much money on Angry Birds. Like more than $5 in the history of your Angry Birds career. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Who the fuck play Angry Birds? I mean, who the fuck play that?
Nephew used to love Angry Birds.
I had the week off last week and I just played Civilization the whole time on my iPad. It was just a wasted week. I have no room to talk. Disgusting.
Games are addicting, man.
Yep.
They get better and better too. I got that virtual headset. I be playing poker in that bitch all the time.
I don't even know how to do this.
It's like mindless fun, you know?
It costs too much. And I'm just like, you know, this is some bullshit. Some bullshit. Make sure my address ain't shown. You need to show up at my house, try to kidnap me and tell everybody I faked it.
No, it was all blurred out. You couldn't see anything.
Oh, good, good. So this week I am in. Where am I?
Let me pull it up.
I'm in Orlando. And we just added a show, y'all. So make sure you go get your tickets. For the first four shows are all sold out.
You're getting close to the tour, too.
And guess what? I got a few tours dates about sold out also. Indianapolis is almost sold out. Let me just give y'all a heads up, Indianapolis. And Louisville is almost sold out. Damn. I tell you right now, the numbers just came in. Atlanta is officially sold out.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Well, they got 20 tickets left, so. Indianapolis. It's a 1,700 seater, y'all over 1,000.
Wow.
Over 1,100, yeah. Kentucky will be, D.C. is sold out. D.C., Washington, D.C. Yep.
Let me switch to the next picture.
I can't thank y'all enough. Oh, yeah, go, and I'll read them. I'm sorry. Yep. This is theater dates. So this week I'm in Orlando. Please get your tickets to see me in Orlando at the Improv. Just added a 4 o'clock show. Go get your tickets right now. After that, I will be in, where are you at, Chris? I don't see where you at.
You'll be in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, I will be in Springfield, Missouri, August 18th and 19th at the Blue Room Comedy. Get your tickets. Those shows are almost sold out too. Milwaukee, I'm on my way the 25th through the 26th of August. Stand Up Live Phoenix, where it's hotter than a motherfucker on crack and back. September 1 through 3. Bombard 3 Theater.
They did you. They put you in the Bomb Hard, Clues, May Mandy. They said, let's give her a theater tour and confuse the fuck out of her.
So go. I can't pronounce it, but I don't have to pronounce it. Make sure you go to the website right now and get your tickets at MissPatComedy.com. Also, let me tell y'all about this. So, and last week, Chris, you can take that down. Last week, I announced that I want to fly a fan, put you up, pay for your ticket, pay for your tickets to the show, pay for your ticket home, everything. All you got to do is go on my website at MissPatComedy.com and buy a raffle ticket. I don't care if you already bought your, you already got your trip paid for. If you win, I will reimburse you. Offer a $5 raffle.
That's a great deal. You can't beat that.
You cannot beat that. And you're welcome to buy as many tickets as you like. So go online to my website at MissPatComedy.com. There's a link for the prize or with competition or whatever you want to call it. And then there's a link for you to buy your tickets to the show. So somebody gonna win. And also, once you show up to the party, whoever got the best sitcom character outfit wins $1,000.
All right, we got to clarify this because I've gotten several questions, which means Dion's got like 200. Sitcom to me means like comedy TV show. Is it comedy sitcom TV show, or can it be any TV show? Like Walking Dead's not a sitcom, but could you dress as like the guy with the bat?
Yeah, you can just TV. It's TV. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's TV. So the best costume win $1,000. We all know who won last year. The guy was like, coming to see Miss Pat. I thought that was so fucking original. So make sure you enter the contest. That's what it's called, a fucking contest. $5. You can buy as many tickets you like. And probably the first week of October, we will announce the winner. And you will get a flight. You will get a hotel. You will get tickets to the party. Tickets to the podcast, and you will be treated like royalty. I'm gonna lay Dion down so you can walk on his back and tub party.
You can walk the black carpet.
Yeah, the black carpet. I can't, Chris. If I put Chris down, they're gonna have to step over a hump.
Yeah, you're gonna need to hop.
Yeah. So make sure y'all get your raffle tickets. Please get your raffle.
You choke on your turkey kale.
And with that said, that's it. Thank y'all for joining another episode of the Miss Pat. Thank y'all for joining another episode of the Pat Down.
Now, you haven't been writing that TV show, have you?
No, I haven't been writing, but I can't wait for y'all to see the podcast house too. It's about to get painted. It's nice. About to get painted. With that said, make sure you tune in every Tuesday. We're right here at the Pat Down. Me, Chris, and Dion.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.